Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
Resilience is really all about making decisions. It's the ability to bounce back from setbacks and disappointments, and it's used in all walks of life and in every profession. Resilience helps you to grow because it strengthens your self-belief, your self-confidence, and your ability to overcome adversity, difficult situations. Setbacks are an unfortunate aspect of everyday life, but resilience can help to make these seem manageable. Because resilience is a trait all successful people share. Those who don't develop resilience might end up not being as successful as they want to be, but more importantly, not as successful as they could be. Developing resilience is something that takes a multitude of different factors. Awareness. Awareness is taking note of what's going on, both physically and mentally. Being aware of your surroundings can help you to put things into perspective and give you a clear sense of what you need to do. Active thinking. Active thinking is the ability to interpret events going on around you in a rational way. Collaboration. Knowing when to call on help from others to help face the challenges in front of us. Health. Strong mental health and physical health goes a long way to help us gain better resilience, the ability to cope with challenges without becoming ill. Resilience and emotion. Resilience and emotion work in tandem with one another. Resilience can only be applied once something has not happened the way it should or the way it was expected. Emotion is the direct feeling afterwards. This could be an idea not working out as planned or an athlete getting injured before a big game, for example. The important thing to do in these situations is to stay calm and think rationally with a clear mind, and emotions that are under control can lead to quicker, more effective resilience. Positive actions that can help you manage your emotions include exercise. Yep, again, exercise. You'll hear it a lot in these podcasts. Even a little exercise releases chemicals like dopamine, the pleasure chemicals, into your brain. This helps you develop a strong mental health. Be grateful. Be polite and gracious to other people in everyday life. Remember it, because they will. Should you require help from them in the future, they might be inclined to give it to you because they remember your kindnesses in the past. Be open. Accept the circumstances around you rather than work yourself up about things you can't change. Adapt to the situation around you that you find yourself in. And of course, be grateful. Be thankful. Simply be thankful for what you have and who you are. If you can get out of bed in the morning and throw two healthy legs over the side of the bed and stand up straight, just be grateful for that, because it can be gone in an instant. One accident can remove that from you. So every day you've got two eyes, two arms and two legs. Be grateful. Be thankful. By managing our emotions, we can establish quicker solutions to problems. So, for example, an idea you have has failed. You rightly feel sad. Here you've got two options. You can let the sadness overwhelm you and let negative thoughts like what you're doing might not be worth it, thinking you're not good enough and leaving it for someone else to do, to take over your mindset. You might end up abandoning the project despite having put a lot of effort into it. Or you can choose to understand why you feel sad, but rather than give into it, you use it to your advantage. You understand that feelings like this are not pleasant, and so you figure out what went wrong and what might be a solution around that in the future. Emotions are something we're unable to get rid of, and would we want to? But we can understand them. By understanding them, we're able to identify the subconscious thought processes that we take to get there, and in turn can end up taking the correct action to overcome the challenges we face. Resilience and thought. As mentioned earlier, resilience is all about decision making. It requires us to look at something, figure out what we need to do, and then act on that idea. In order to gain better decision making, we must first gather information from our situation. It's very common to act on instinct, because as humans, we often fear the worst, when it's almost never that. Because of this instinctive reaction, our decisions can become ineffective, badly judged, and sometimes just plain wrong. By taking a moment to gather the information you have available to you at any given time can greatly improve the outcome of your situation. Everyone's heard of sayings like, go with your head or go with your gut feeling, but what do these actually mean? That's meant going with your intuition. Knowing your intuition is the instinctive response we have to any situation we find ourselves in. It's what's called the fight or flight reaction to our circumstances. Whilst it might seem random and unpredictable, your intuition is actually based off past experience and your own values. Your head, also known as reasoning, is the mindful response. Having taken the information in around you, it uses facts and figures from your surroundings to become a rational decision on what is best course of action for you to take at that time in that place. Both intuition and reasoning are perfectly valid forms of reaction and decision making. However, intuition is more commonly used when we're referring to more simple situations or when a decision needs to be made more quickly. In a situation where fear is the main emotion caused, intuition might give you the fight or flight, run away option. However, reasoning will question why you feel fear in the first place and then help you make a decision on whether you need to feel that fear at all. On the other hand, decision making can sometimes be a little problematic. Certain elements can arise which cause you to find it difficult to make a decision. These include information, or not having enough information, as well as having too much can mean that the final decision isn't as effective as it could be. Too little information will result in the decision not being effective, and too much can lead to an overwhelming amount of variables that could arise from the decision. Other people. Other people, just like information, too many can cause you to be overwhelmed with a sense of pressure, especially if the decision in question directly affects them. And your own interests. Simply, if you're not interested in the final outcome, yet it's yours to make, this could lead to a biased or misjudged conclusion. So decision-making is a key aspect of developing resilience. And with a better understanding of what goes into the thought process behind making certain decisions, it will ultimately lead to better decision-making overall. Resilience and health. Well, health is not important just to decision-making, but in everyday life. Good physical health, good mental health can both improve the quality of life and as a result help manage situations better, because health is spoken a lot about nowadays. And with more interest and research into health, we found out what makes us healthy. Eating well. So having a good balanced diet works wonders both physically and mentally. All foods have their pros and cons, but a sustainable, accurate balance of these foods can lead to more energy, less stress and anxiety, and more relaxation. Exercise, again, keeping fit reduces stress. Sports are a great way to release endorphins. These endorphins react with receptors in your brain which reduce your perceptions of pain. They also trigger a similar feeling to that of morphine, giving you a positive feeling. Keeping fit also benefits your mental health, of course, as you become more confident in your own appearance. Sleep. Well, getting a good night's sleep is key in letting your body repair itself. Strong sleep patterns can lead to more productivity, which increases your output efficiency, as well as reducing the chances of developing health problems later in life. So don't spend too long on your homework until midnight. Put it away. Get up at 5 o'clock in the morning and try and do half an hour then. We don't all work in the evenings, you know. Our brains often work at different times of the day. Get enough sleep. Overall, having good health, both physically and mentally, can greatly improve your ability to develop resistance because it can lead to smarter, more controlled solutions. So, in conclusion, if you find yourself asking, how can resilience help me? Then remember that resilience can lead to a greater chance of success in every walk of life. It can lead to more rational, open-minded approaches to your surroundings and situations, and it can give you and your family a far better quality of life in general. Once again, thank you for listening, thank you for being with us, and we'll see you again soon. Take care. Bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.